No nii, aite, et te tulite. Ja nüüd tuleb see QA, aga enne ma tahtsin ka öelda, aite, et te tulite tegelikult, sest nagu nad lõpuses reegisid, et kõige tähtsam on, et inimesed tulevad ikka kohale, sest nagu muidu me võime muusika teha, aga kui keegi ei tule, siis on mõttetu, eks ole. Nii, but now we will turn to English, because our visitors are from Germany and their Estonian unfortunately is not that great. But they're working on it. We're getting there. Also, I wanted to mention that this documentary was done a year ago. So some of the information is a year old. So like the Keblik, who has had its fifth anniversary already, and some more stuff has happened. But we have Antti, who has a microphone. And I also wanted to put up a camera to film this a bit. So like, if you have any questions, think about it and maybe raise your hand, and then Antti will just come to you, and then you can slowly start your question. Actually, we can already start with the questions, and I just give the microphone to you.
Well, I can just start talking. Like, thank you for being here. Thank you for enduring this documentary. Actually, it means a lot to us. And this is crazy that it was sold out. Like, it's a super small thing. I mean, it's a huge thing for us, of course, and maybe a huge thing for Tartu. We tried to make it a Zeitdokument. Yeah, my English isn't as well. Good as well, like a time document that maybe in 10 years or 15 years someone will just go to YouTube, because there will be a premiere on YouTube as well on Sunday, to look back and think, okay, those bands have gotten big maybe, or some split up, or yeah, some more art happened. So that was our goal. And yeah, if there are any questions, like, I can't imagine.
Okay, so first of all, thanks for the movie. My question is, there was this one point where in the movie it was brought out the differences behind Tallinn and Tartu. So if I remember correctly, I think like a year ago or 2 years ago, it was the Tallinn under the horns.
That was 5 years ago.
Or five years, even. 5 years. Okay, sorry. But how do you yourself like feel the difference if you talked with the people, went to the events? Like you yourself as you know, the guy behind the movie, how is the difference between so this southern and northern Estonia in this metal scene while you have done those two projects now?
I think I would say the biggest difference was pretty much said in the documentary. Like they are more laid back, I would say. Nothing wrong about that. I mean, Tallinn is the capital, and all the metal scene, or when we came first to Tallinn, it felt like, okay, it's Tallinn and Tallinn only. And then 5 years later, after finding a lot of people like friends, we came basically every year since then. Like 2017 was the kickoff, and then we came every year here. And then, like, out of nowhere, Kuksator wrote an email, hey, there is this split or compilation. Sorry, this compilation. Tabathian Fortress. And he was like, check it out. And we were like, okay, we've never heard of any band on this compilation. How can that be? Like, we've been in Estonia for about 5 years now. How is it possible that we don't know about those bands? And then, like, the undergrounded thing that we, like, have going on, like, digging into the underground, came up, and we were like, okay, we need to do another documentary, actually, like, also with the whole knowledge, and basically the difference between the two scenes was set. You feel more drive in Tallinn, and in Tartu is more like the people want to keep it for themselves, doing the art for themselves, and this is where it gets painful, because I think art needs to be put out. Art, you know, just showing it to people. This is my personal opinion. And then we totally wanted to, okay, this sound, this Tabathian Fortress, the bands here, they sound awesome. And we need to show it. And then that was the whole reason behind the second documentary, basically. But yeah, there were some cautious moments, like, okay, who are those guys? I mean, most of the people didn't even see the first one. So, okay, who are those? And without Patrick, actually, we wouldn't have gotten into the scene that quickly. There were some things said, but yeah, that was the whole thing. Sorry, I'm just talking. I had too much coffee.
First of all, when we planned the documentation and I investigate the bands, I was first shocked that there are so many bands that do only a demo or something and split up. But like Kruxader said in the movie, they they stay in the scene, because when they split up, they build other bands, and so it's kind of a refreshing thing for the scene, I think, and that's the most difference I recognize from the two scenes. The bands of Tallinn are stay together longer and make more releases, but here the things are more refreshing, I think.
I hope it was
someone else. Oh, there we have someone.
Alright, so I guess this is more of a generic question, more of like sociological question is why? Why did you do this? Like, you guys from Germany, guys and girls, right? And what piqued your interest about like 5 years ago to come to Tallinn to do that? And then continue with it, to continue the grind and come to Tartu and do documentary about this. So, why us? Vielen Dank.
Actually, it's super easy because no one else did it. this is like, I mean, everyone knows Norway, about the Norwegian scene, about the Swedish scene, about the Finnish scene. Everyone knows about that. And like, Estonia is 40 sea miles or maybe 50 sea miles away, and it has an awesome scene, the sound. And I totally fell in love with the stuff. And just doing the first one opened up a huge universe. And it was so different to the German scene. The German scene is so big, and there are so much people basically fighting each other, and no one is really working together. I could basically, of course, some people are working together, but most likely it's okay, if you fail, I will have my shot in the scene. And felt coming to Estonia, it felt like, okay, everyone knows we need to work together and put out the art. And this is my personal understanding of how to produce art. Stay together, make, you know, put the art in before any personal stuff. And that's what made me come to Estonia to make the first one. And the second one was same all over again. Okay, there are even more people. Like, it's even more dedicated. And that was my personal reason. Why?
Yeah, I wasn't part of the first movie. I just came to the filmmaking crew, so to say, for the second part only. But me myself, I am maybe an artist. I do photographs and I do paintings. And for me, art is a kind of a language, and every kind of art, like paintings or photography or music, is like a dialect. And I guess it is in international dialects and a language which has to be put out and to reach everyone. And I thought it is a good opportunity to be part of it, to spread out this kind of scene and this kind of dialect to more people.
You said it all. I think I was only part of the second part as well of the movie. But I was in Estonia for whole of winter, I think, in 2018, the first time, and I also fell in love with the scene, because everyone tries their best to put out some quality music, and that's the understanding I have from metal as well. Yeah.
Okay, some more questions. Uh-huh. Someone is... Ante! See me, top regular.
So, thank you for the great movie. Very good. And wanted to know, are you done with Estonia now, or is there going to be follow-up with Põlva scene?
Actually, this was a huge problem and a huge thing, because when we filmed at Käpliku, at the Käpliku brewery, and we had a great interview with Martin. The cameras died. We don't know how it happened, but both cameras died out. We just had the interview with the brewmaster from Käpliku, and we had a great part, actually a lot about the Pulva scene, and we totally the material was destroyed. So I think we will make like a 5 years break, maybe go to other countries that no one has ever heard about, and then we will for sure come back to Pulva and make a, like, it will take 3 hours, I think. So there will be a 3 hours documentary about the Pulva scene in 2030 maybe. But yeah, I mean the story, this is awesome. I mean the story is never told, or maybe if you come back in 20 years, a lot things will have changed. I mean, what we are seeing now is the whole scene basically exploding. There has been so much gigs and outside of Estonia, like from bands, I wouldn't be that bold to say that we changed anything, but the people driving the scene go out more and they start to spread it through Europe. And this is the most beautiful thing that I could see, like showing the other people the great art. So there might be changes, and of course the changes have to be documented. And yeah, maybe Pulva. Do they have good beer? Kind of, okay.
There also was a question in Estonian, and I will translate it into English, that actually a comment that it's a pity somewhat that the 90s scene is not very thoroughly pictured here, depicted.
The question is why it wasn't pictured? Or? Because yeah, we tried to find more people to talk about the early days, and it was hard to find them, even with the connections into the scene. So I'm very pleased that Andres, who sadly missed his whole part, like you were like 20 minutes of the whole documentary, by the way. So sorry for being late. you can watch it on Sunday or tomorrow in Tallinn, maybe. So yeah, it was hard to come by the people to tell more about the early days of the scene, because of course there has been, and this was also a great thing, or a thing that we tried to do, but we didn't find the people actually. So if maybe when we come back, we should do it again. Yeah. Auntie, why didn't you tell me? Like, you were like one of the earliest people in the scene. You could have totally told us more.
I only came in. These days. But I only came to the scene in 2001, like seriously, I believe. So I didn't know much about what was going on earlier.
Okay, I also prepared some questions, because actually I thought in Estonia no one's actually brave enough to ask, so thank you for the people who ask, actually. You can also ask once I've finished those questions, so be brave enough. First question. So 1 year has passed after this documentary was actually shot, and I'm just curious, did anything change? Have you seen any changes, or do you think like it's still the same as 1 year ago?
Lloyd's played at Barter Metal Open Air. I think you were kind of involved in that. I don't know.
And Wolfskrone, by the way.
Yeah. I think the changes is like the art got more known, I would say. I mean, of course, there are a lot of people from Tallinn who also got abroad or went abroad and put out the art. I would say there have been some split ups of bands that were that were depicted here, so it kind of proved the point. but the most changes, we permanently try to put Estonia a little bit more on the German market, I would say. So yeah. Any more changes? Phil, did you change? No. Me neither.
Then the next question is kind of like related. If you look at the film now, is there anything you would have liked to add or do differently?
You mean in the documentary?
Yeah, like if you look at the documentary, is there anything you would like have liked to add or do differently?
I would have loved to have my old camera, because as you might have seen, of course, I've seen it all the time, and I was like biting my knuckles. I would have made some scenes more sharper. The sound was still kind of broken at some point. I would have loved to put more stuff in it. I would have loved to not lose the material from Capricu Brewery. This was another part. So bring more cameras or have more backups, maybe. dig more into the early 90s, because I'm quite sure that there's been more stuff with it. Yeah, but besides that, would you have changed?
Okay, that's good, if you're happy.
But no, would you have changed something,
yeah,
Patrick?
Yeah, maybe like this, yeah, U and like Ü, yeah. Umlaute, U, Ü. Okay, it's an internal joke, no one will get it. Okay, anyways, sure. Yes, and then the last thing. Now you've seen this documentary, and like it talks about the past, and like yours, it gave like a short insight into the future, but personally, what would you think will the future behold, especially for the Tartu scene, in general? And I would actually start this time with Jesse, because otherwise Greg will talk.
I have to... I don't know, actually. I really don't know. I hope that that there will be more albums out, or at least music out. But actually that's it.
I would love to hear, of course, Patrick. Oh, do you,
and maybe more concerts and festivals abroad, maybe. Yeah, for the bands. Okay.
Yeah, Patrick, I think you want to hear that. I hope that Warhorn Records, Pergoros Studio, all the other bands will thrive more, go more out, and maybe some people here see Tartu with other eyes now, because I'm not sure. I would give the question to the audience: how the hell did you even end up here? Like what did you find interesting about the whole idea of a documentary about the Tartu scene? Because for us, it was of course a huge thing, but I mean, what does anyone interest in his own scene? Or maybe like after seeing that, did you change your mind about your own city or your own scene? Maybe this is the better question, I would say. And of course, I would love to see more bands abroad, people seeing themselves with other eyes, putting out more art. Yeah. Ato, you want to add something?
Yeah, I have one hint for next film. For example, Estonian metal scene in 90s. It's a totally different story. It was criminal and happened much more than today. Today's scene is like soft stuff, soft porno.
Just because we don't like prison.
Sorry. And the second hint, maybe you know, the Southern Estonia is called Latvia. So, and we even Estonians do not know anything about Latvian scene. So we probably know one or two bands only.
Actually, this is a very important point. When we went to Lithuania, that was like also kind of not really planned. I mean, when you go to YouTube and search for Lithuania under the horns, you will find a 9 minutes clip or 17 minutes clip.
Actually, Lithuania have tons of bands. Those bands are known over the world, but somehow Latvia have nothing. And when we tour with Lloyds, then we just travel through the Latvia. Never played there.
But this actually this is the most important question. Why? I mean, can anyone name a band from Latvia? Not even you. Like, you're... Sorry?
Eskatos, yeah.
They are from Latvia.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I learned something today. But this is like this is most important. I mean, how come that especially like when you go to Germany, or when you take Germany as a country, most of the people there don't even know something about like France or Poland or Czech Republic, or of course the bigger names are there, but there is so much underground everywhere, and those stories need to be told. This is the main reason why we are doing this, by the way. Those stories can't be lost. I think that if you go to Bandcamp or to YouTube or wherever and dig for Estonian Tartu bands or Tallinn bands, you will find so much underground stuff you've never heard about. And this was the most important part. Show it to other people so it don't get lost, and let the people tell the story. We are the wrong people to sit here, by the way. That's my personal opinion. You should sit here and tell about your own story. Everyone has a chance to tell the story about the great music in Tartu. So we are the wrong people, actually. Just holding a camera, it's not magical. Or
I just want to add to this Latvia thing, because like in like as a band or like also as a label, like I wanted to extend the range of influence to Latvia. So I was going there, and I noticed like these bars, for example, Sovans on Lemes. It's not only a festival, but they also have a bar. And so like I was trying to find a bit more out about those bands. But there they have a stronger scene, which is like more punk or core influenced. So like most of the bands, and I think they have a scene, but it's not necessarily like our scene, like a more death or black metal influence, but more core. And those two scenes, they don't usually go very well together. And like also if you go to Scotland, they also have like some more like of this doom scene, for example. And I think the reason why we always like go through Latvia instead of staying there is because there is not a huge black metal scene in particular. But maybe, yeah, like maybe some Germans need to just go there and discover it. Any more questions? Okay, but then I want to thank you. For the information, you've seen this Keplico Brewery. For your information, that's also available in Rock and Roll today, so you will get the possibility to taste it. There will also be, as Antti already mentioned, like some art displayed, also some merch, and obviously some bands playing as well. Quite a few of the people who were in the documentary are there as well, but I mean, they're only partially important, because not only the musicians are important, but also the people who attend the concerts. But if you have any questions, or if you want to talk with some of the people, like they're still around, they only came for this weekend. So thank you for coming, for doing this documentary, and see you later in Rock and Roll.